Good morning and welcome to Big Fish Small Pod. I'm A.T. Wardall, your host here on Fridays throughout the playoffs on the Fish Stripes Podcast Network. As always, a 10-minute pod catching you up on the latest in Miami Marlins. Without Marlins action, for the most part this week, I found that I wasn't really impacted by that, in the sense that, like, I don't know, I stuck with it. I was still invested in the Marlins despite the lack of, you know, like, games involving them. It was, like, a fun week of baseball to some extent. It's difficult. I mean, some of these teams I don't really like to watch, just for, like, various reasons. Like, the wild card series, I felt like it was cool. You saw, like, basically, like, the four largest market teams, the Yankees, Red Sox, playing against each other in the one-game elimination. It, like, the playoffs just haven't had, like, the edge of, like, an actual wild card where, like, you have, like, you know, your Yankees and your, like, upstart, like, Marlins coming at them in the World Series in, like, 2003. Like, that, like, narrative, that, like, Cinderella, that, like, 2007 Rockies, that, you know, perhaps the Rays of a different time. But that's not where we're at. We don't have that, like, strong narrative, classic narrative. We have a much more convoluted spot. It's strange. It's like what we're looking at is the players. Like, this is the time of the player. I feel like that's a ridiculous statement. Like, baseball has always been played by players. But now more than ever, like, seeing, like, Chris Taylor with the Dodgers hitting the walk-off home run, wearing, like, a wristband in support of the minor leaguers that, generally speaking, are, like, not in the best of situations. It's kind of an overall, like, awareness movement in baseball where, even as, like, a fan, it's hard to ignore what's not on the field. You can't, like, get past it. You have to know the circumstances players are in to really, like, understand why your team is, like, winning or losing. Even to the extent that, like, we've seen teams really rationalize selling players, trading away, like, talent. We've seen that kind of come back around as, like, talent is the scarcity. The, like, San Francisco Giants, who start tonight in their playoff quest. I'm personally really excited to see them. Donovan Solano, just wild old friend I just didn't expect. I'm so mad at myself for calling him an old friend. I'm not friends with Donovan Solano. We've never met. But I've watched him on TV playing baseball, and I just didn't expect him to be in that spot. And I just think that's, like, a good story, and I'm happy for him. Want to get away from that kind of talking about baseball like it's something that it's not. Really, what we're seeing now is, like, that. We've, like, Evan Longoria, who the Rays just wouldn't pay after, you know, like, initially pinching him, for service time purposes. We see, like, an ownership that, I mean, I just can't get past ownership in Tampa. I'm so out of touch with it. I don't have interest in it. I like the players. I think they have a really exciting, like, brand of baseball. It's, like, really cool to see just, like, pitcher after pitcher come in and have, like, amazing stuff. And just, like, it's like an avalanche. It's just wild pitching. And then some, like, players that'll, like, blow your mind. Like, Randy Arozarena stealing home. Look amazing. Yeah, like, that's, like, the thrill of the sport. And then you have, like, Brett Phillips, just, you know, hanging out. Like, that's a fun dugout, especially when you consider, like, Nelson Cruz and what he's, like, been in baseball, however, like, unsupported he was in Minnesota. Now it's a matter of him being on a path to be a real difference maker heading to a World Series, potentially. But this is a Marlins podcast, so that's really all I'm interested in. Yeah, I look at that, like, Rays lineup, and it doesn't look like it's nine batters deep. Do they seem like they're... I mean, at this point in the series, they have, like, a positive five-run differential against the Red Sox, and a win over them. Need two more to just win the series, go to the ALCS, and truly the playoffs do seem short. They'd be there. But it doesn't feel like they have, a full, nine-hitter lineup. It feels like they have a lot of, pitchers that can maybe not work into, the later innings. But that's perhaps, the bar in the American League. Having a lot of good pitchers, starting pitchers that can go, five. A lot of talented relievers, six hitters. And then I compare that to the Marlins, where I think they're at. And they seem, at least on paper, like a team that could have certainly competitive with it pitching depth. And if the Marlins are to be believed about their actual earnest financial commitment and Jeter's whole pedigree, his whole thing about respect coming out into the offseason, looking like they're going to spend big too. The numbers I've heard floated are at least the numbers are you don't want to pay your superstar? Okay, we'll pay your superstar for you. That's sort of Jose Ramirez could be a target. Not in any, actual sense, that's, pure... I'm just picking that apart. I heard a rumor that the Blue Jays went after Jose Ramirez this past trade deadline in the interest of, giving their lineup, different looks. Just making pitchers have to approach them differently with, just different approaches to expand what, a pitcher has to do to get through a lineup. Make that more difficult for the individual pitcher. That's what they got, Corey Dickerson, throughout the year, a left-handed bat, him, pretty high contact, different look, more work for the opposing team. It's, a solid team-building, ethic, building off of your players and how they relate to each other, and just utilizing the fact that this is a team sport to make things work out from, the general manager level, down, setting up so many different things that enough of it will go right to get you over the top into the playoffs, and you want to win a World Series. So the first week of the Marlins offseason, it's just looking at the fact that they didn't this year. I haven't been able to come around and watch a lot of baseball yet. I imagine that'll change today. I like the National League over the American League for just a specific bias that I can't place. So I'm looking forward to a full day of baseball today. Starting at 2:07 with the White Sox Astros, then about 4:30 with the Brewers and the Braves, followed by the Red Sox and the Rays at about 7, then the Giants and the Dodgers at 9:30, all Eastern time. Games to look forward to today. As far as looking ahead for the Marlins, their biggest, news really is that they let go quite a few staff members, like Mike Jacobs. He'd been managing in Beloit, they're set to change their name. Kind of interesting rebrand going on. Worth a, Google if you're into it. But really, the athletic training staff as well was also let go for the Marlins. Their role in just preventing injury and facilitating recovery, clearly not the best job. Some kind of soft tissue injuries going on this year, and some pitchers never really got it, Sixto never really got it going, and Gazer had trouble. Just all throughout, it felt like a year that there could be improvement there, but with something like that, there's still a fear that it could be a penny-pinching move to prevent people from getting raises or something like that. Just fully, like, be on the lookout for some upcoming hires that could certainly be of interest in addition to whatever, like, player plans are at hand moving forward. For now, I've been A2 Wardal. I'll be back with you next Friday. Otherwise, for the latest in Marlins news, keep following Fish Stripes. We'll have more podcasts coming at you tomorrow. But I hope you enjoy. Good day for baseball.